Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
Apple says it's interested in self-driving technology.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Apple is the latest company to signal its interest in autonomous vehicle technology. The company has reportedly written to federal transportation authorities, indicating an interest in developing software that would control a self-driving car. Let's talk about Apple's possible connection to a self-driving vehicle with Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins. Tim, you write that this letter came to light Friday. Apple didn't come right out and say it wanted to develop a self-driving car, or even necessarily that it wanted to develop software for an autonomous vehicle. It was a little bit more circular, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is part of the process that's going on right now with the federal government to create new policy for how NHTSA would oversee driverless cars, and it's seeking comment from industry players. So we've seen more than 1,000 letters into the agency, including from such players as General Motors and Google. And within that cache of letters, we found a letter from Apple voicing its thoughts on the space. The company talks about its interest in machine learning and potentials that it has for the transportation industry.
How did this letter come to light?
Well, these letters are public record, and it's just a matter of going through them all and seeing it. What is unique here is that, this is part of the discussion about creating driverless cars, and Apple has been very bum on exactly what its interest is in this space. We have reported that the company has been working privately, secretly, if you will, on a car project for the past few years, and the company would always be mum about this. So this is really the first public confirmation of Apple's interest in the space.
Tim, you write that this letter reveals potential conflicts between Apple and traditional car makers. Does this involve the possible sharing of data?
Yeah, one of the things that's interesting about the driverless car development is that these cars are essentially like teenagers at this point. They are learning and getting experience, and they need as much experience as possible. And that experience is really comes through for them is data. And so it's about seeing, experiencing, seeing things, and kind of understanding how to be in the real world. And one of the things that the government thinks is going to be a benefit of these systems is the ability to share in some of the experiences, share in crash data that make the whole system better. And so the government has suggested that the companies prepare to share their data, collect a lot of data and share it. And there's some concern among industry players exactly what should be collected and how they should go about sharing it, because you have to think that some of the details of how these machines see the world might, they would argue, might be proprietary.
You also write that Apple called on Congress and NHTSA to amend rules that would allow traditional car makers to perform controlled tests of automated vehicles.
Congress recently made it a little bit easier for automakers to put test cars on the road. It was a complicated process. Essentially, they'd have to get regulators' approval to sidestep getting pre-approval for pre-certification for the roads. And the way this goes into effect is that essentially, if you're a traditional automaker, that it allows it to happen. So new tech players are looking for some similar ability to put test vehicles on the road and not have to go through the certification process that's out there.
I'm speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins. This is Tech News Briefing. We'll be right back. Back with Tim Higgins of the Wall Street Journal on Tech News Briefing. Isn't this sort of a new frontier for Apple trying to wrestle with government regulation, which tends to move, or government approval, it tends to move at a lot slower pace than what tech companies might be used to?
Well, for Apple, I mean, traditionally, Apple tried to stay out of D.C., and it was because it was, you know, going back to the days of co-founder Steve Jobs, I mean, they were just not a company that was very heavily regulated. You know, they essentially sold computers. And as we've seen under Tim Cook in the last few years, as the company has moved into more areas of business that fall under regulation, he has had to elevate Apple's profile in Washington among the halls of Congress and in those agencies. So we've seen that in the last few years. You know, I think about the Apple Watch and the work they did in advance of that, with the kind of the pre-work they did around the idea of a medical device, and we see that around the privacy issues. And this, and when they moving into the world of automobiles is another example of how they're going to have to play more with regulators, not just at the federal level, but you also see, you would imagine, the state level is too, the states as well. It's part of just being a broader company, more than just making medium and big computers.
Right. I guess we can't really divine from a letter any timetable about Apple's intentions.
No. This is really the early stages of the kind of the public commenting period. And really what the letter does show is that the company is thinking, at least thinking about this space. That confirms it for the record.
And because it's Apple, it's noteworthy.
Everything that Apple does, given the size of it, the size of the company, and the ability of its investment, attracts attention.
Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Got an Amazon Echo? Or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.